through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic Lazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Mario and Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Winter Olympic Games, Disc 3. Hello everybody, hello, welcome to another fantastical episode of The Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. Hey, my voice is recovered. You did not want to hear a show with me last week. Trust me on that. Although this microphone might still be having a little problem. Let me jack up my voice here. I'm not getting a level like I should, so I hope that's coming in okay, because it's all the way up now. I'll figure that out later. All right, hey, how's everyone doing? Welcome to the show. We're closing out today's chapter on Sochi 2014 Olympic Winter Games. I've got 31 tracks for you today. You've already heard one of them, so 30 to go. And then we'll get on with our lives. Five breaks of six tracks, and I'll go over some of the trivia about the game today. So let's just get right into it, man. As soon as I cue up the first few songs... That goes there, that goes there. And, of course, this one goes here. All right. Without further ado, let's move it on. Stick around.
Yeah.
welcome back. That was your first break. In case you're wondering, that round you heard, you actually heard the main menu number one at the beginning of the show, and then you heard Action and Answer Tour menu and Action and Answer Tour game show. And then I threw in a couple of extra tracks, Melody and Answer, each version of the Melody and Answer track. There was guitar, piano, trumpet, and violin in that order. I've got about 23 tracks left for you, and not a whole lot of trivia for you on this game. There's not a lot listed, but I can wow you with a few points right now, though. Did you know that this game is the fifth crossover between Mario and Sonic, with the others being Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, Super Smash Brawl, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games, and Mario and Sonic at the London 2012. This is the first Mario and Sonic game on the Wii U, and the first one to not be on the Nintendo Wii. But this longest Sonic the Hedgehog video game title in the entire Sonic franchise, as it has 20 syllables in its entire name. 22 if you pronounced it 2014 instead of 2014. Ain't that fascinating? Now you know. It won't help you with anything, but now you know. Alright, let's keep this train moving. Let me pull a few more on the timeline here. That goes there, that goes there. And that goes here, along with a bumper for the show that we find right here. Alright, next block, stick around.
Through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
We'll be right back. Welcome back from that break. In case you're wondering, that block you heard Legend Showdown Menu and then Legend Showdown Festival, Rival, Kamek, Legend Showdown, the closing ceremony. The staff roll was in the middle of disc 3 for whatever reason, and then you heard main menu number 2. I've got 17 tracks left for you today, but let's go back to that sweet, sweet trivia first. Did you know that this game has exactly the same characters as Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games and Mario Sonic Olympic Winter Games? This game and Sonic Boom Rise of Lyric are the only Sonic games released exclusively on the Wii U. This is also the first game of the series that includes an online multiplayer mode, and coincidentally, both Green Hill Zone and Delfino Plaza appear to stages in Super Smash Bros. Brawl. I've got more for you, but I've got more music to get through first. So, let's hit that, I guess. Yep, here we go. This goes here, and then this goes here. And then that goes there, and that goes there. Okay, more music. Stick around.
Thank you.
Welcome back. All right, in case you're wondering, that block, Action and Answer Tour, Menu 1 and then Menu 2, Format Bobsleigh 1 and then 2, and then Ice Hockey's 1 and 2. 11 tracks still left on the docket for Mario and Sonic at Sochi, or Sochi, or however it's pronounced, I still don't know. But a little bit more trivia before we get there. Did you know there is a stage from each area? Green Hill Zone from the classic era. Oh, I'm sorry, not era. There is one stage from each era of Sonic. One Green Hill from the classic era, Speed Highway from the Dreamcast era, and Sweet Mountain from the modern era. In addition, the first two of the above appeared in Sonic Generations. Their textures were also taken from Sonic Generations, despite said game not being released on the Nintendo home console. This game features special animations for some paired characters, and this is the last Sonic game where Kate Higgins voiced Tails. 2 points left. They are bigger, though. I will leave them for the last trivia block after the next music section. Two more music sections. Let me cue up a bumper, and let's put this to work. Oh, wait. I played that one already. Let's play this one. Okay. Let me queue up. Let's see. Where did we leave off? Everything is being weird to me right now. Explorer crashed. Oh, that's so cool. Don't you love when that happens? Because I sure do. There's nothing I love more than Explorer crashing. I tell you what. Let's figure out where the heck I was. So I go through the list of games. Okay, here we go. Played Ice Hockey 2. Got it. And Dream Events, and that there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, exactly 6 of those. Interesting. So I'll put this one there instead. All right, next block, stick around.
Nine years in the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
Alrighty, welcome back. In case you're wondering, that break, curling 1 and 2, and then biathlon shooting 1 and 2, and that last track you just heard was completely unused, but it was in the OST. There are 6 tracks left. It's the dream block, or it's dream events, so last few tracks are going to be dream events. Let's knock out the rest of this trivia. Did you know that this is the first Mario and Sonic game where voiceovers exist not only for English and Japanese, but also for German, French, Italian, and Spanish? And for unexplained reasons, the English voice credits list Troy Baker, Colleen O'Shaughnessy, credited as Maggie O'Connor, Kyle Herbert, and Michelle Ruff, the respective voice actors of Espio, Charmy the Bee, Big the Cat, and Cream the Rabbit, at the time of the game's release. However, while Espio and Charmy appear in the game, they're completely silent and do not emit any voice lines, while Big and Cream are completely absent from the game altogether. Furthering this oddity is that the voice actors in other languages are not listed in the credits. That's it. Fascinating trivia, am I right? Alright, let's knock out these dream events in a disc order. Let's see. Yep, that goes 1, 2, and 3, and then... One, two, and then finally this. Okay, last block. Stick around. We'll be right back. Alrighty, folks, that's it. That is the entirety of Disc 3, at least how it's listed in the Radio Sega archive. That's all I've got for you today. So let's talk next week very briefly. I seem to have made an error in calculation when I figuring out what next game Sonic could do. Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics 2014 came out November 15th, but there was another game. There's another Sonic-related game that came out a few days earlier, and that is what we'll be covering next week. It is the long-awaited, quote-unquote, Sonic Boom, Rise of Lyric. So, yeah, we're starting that mess next week. And what comes after? You'll have to keep listening to find out. But that's next week, and now is now, so I'll give everybody back their night. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys next week for Sonic Boom Rise of Lyric, but until then, I have been your host, That Dude with the Chaos Emerald, CD-ROM 1019, saying to you good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I will see you next time, so take care. Bye-bye!